as we speak, Barbadians are waiting to see what impact the coronavirus is likely to have on business activity in this country. Well, a look at the situation in the U.S. may give some indication of what's to come.
Many restaurants, local gyms, and other businesses have been ordered to close their doors to customers. Others are having to decide for themselves. Alana Kwan runs a hair salon outside of Los Angeles. With most of her clients canceling, she's closing two for now.
It's a huge decision because it's half of our income for our family. And my husband works for a small business as well. So we're very concerned about his job, his hours, and our sales revenue, which I heard is down 70%.
And if a lot of small businesses get hurt or go under, that could be very damaging for the overall economy.
Half the people who work in this country work or own a small business.
That's Karen Mills, who headed the Small Business Administration, or SBA, after the financial crisis. Mills says if you look at businesses with fewer than 500 employees, half of them have less than a month of cash reserves. Many smaller Main Street-style businesses have just a couple of weeks' worth of cash.
So if you shut the door and you're still paying employees and rent and your loan payment, then pretty soon you run out of money.
So, she says a major focus of the government has to be getting cash to businesses that need it quickly so they don't go under. She says emergency SBA economic injury loans are one way to help. They have low interest rates, she says, and long payback terms.
That should put cash in your hands quickly. We used them very effectively in the Gulf during the BP oil spill because we had shrimp boats. They couldn't fish because the Gulf was full of oil.
Of course, we're talking about a much wider impact now than shrimp boats in the Gulf. Congress has already approved some money for these emergency loans. Mills says more will be needed. And it's likely that small businesses will need help beyond what the SBA can do because so many could be in trouble. Some experts are calling on the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve to work with thousands of banks around the country to issue emergency loans. And the clock is ticking.
Last week, we started to poll business owners in terms of the impact on their businesses.
Eric Groves is a co-founder of Alignable. It's a networking site with 4 million small business owners as members. And he says nearly everybody says that their business is getting hurt.
And just over the last couple of days, that number has increased up to over 80% are feeling that impact on their business.
Today, actually, we had zero clients.
Calvert Thompson runs a massage and spa business in Herndon, Virginia.
We have 13 full-time W-2 employees and definitely trying to figure out what I can do to help keep all of our heads above water during this.
Thompson says she's trying to get a $40,000 SBA loan, though she's not sure what the terms will be, and she says the process has been confusing. She doesn't want to borrow more than she can pay back, but she also needs to pay rents on her location and her equipment, and she wants to help her employees who get paid by commission.
To be able to supplement them so that they could stay in their apartments, just sort of dole it out.
But Thompson says some money needs to start reaching businesses like hers very soon.
This is my entire life's work. I've been in business and really successful for going on 15 years now. And in a matter of, really in a matter of weeks, we could reach a critical point.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.